From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The triumphant Antigua Labour Party agrees to the need for improvement in the country's electoral process. The presiding judge at the Canadian Inquiry adds his comments to the testimony of Ben Johnson's coach, and the spirit of the Caribbean enters Britain's comic relief. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Yes, strange things are happening in Britain today. Everyone is donning red plastic noses and doing silly things like lying around in baths of baked beans and tap dancing underwater. Some 8 million plastic noses have been sold, and the money raised by the strange people wearing them will go to a charity called Comic Relief. All in a good cause, and around Bush House, where we work, the events have taken a distinctly Caribbean flavour, as we'll be hearing later. The victorious Antigua Labour Party has joined its opposition in criticising the conduct of yesterday's general election. The government, which won 15 of the 17 parliamentary seats, has pledged a thorough review of election laws and procedures. From St John's, Alan Tomlinson has the story.